From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States pushed China during high-level security talks on Wednesday to step up diplomatic and economic pressure to rein in the Kim Jong-un regime in North Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson also said the United States' position on the South China Sea has not changed.
We oppose changes to the status quo of the past through the militarization of outposts in the South China Sea and excessive maritime claims unsupported by international law, and we uphold the freedom of navigation and overflight.
However, North Korea did top the agenda at talks after a U.S. student who had been imprisoned by the communist country died this week after being returned to his family. U.S. officials told lawmakers that Russia engaged in widespread interference in last year's presidential election, but there was no evidence that Moscow was able to change the vote count. Former Homeland Security Agency Chief Jay Johnson said at a House Intelligence Committee hearing that the extent of the Russian hacking went substantially beyond past efforts.
We saw efforts to dump information into the public space for the purpose of influencing the ongoing political campaign.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has rejected his government's involvement in the U.S. cyber attacks. Iraq's Ministry of Defense says the Islamic State group destroyed the Al-Nuri Mosque in Mosul with explosives on Wednesday. Iraq's military said its forces were within 50 meters of the mosque when IS militants committed another historical crime by blowing up the building. The medieval mosque, also known as Mosul's Great Mosque, has stood for more than 800 years. This is VOA.